6 months ago, the deadly campfire devastated the small northern California town of Paradise. It was the deadliest fire in the state's history and claimed more than 80 lives and destroyed thousands of homes. Since then, residents have been grappling with rebuilding their lives while dealing with the ongoing trauma from the fires. Now that the initial shock has worn off, mental health officials in Butte County schools say that students are experiencing a second wave of trauma. From member station KQED, Michelle Wiley has more.
A backhoe is lifting pieces of desks and twisted hunks of metal from what used to be Paradise Elementary School and dropping them into a nearby truck. For students that used to go here and others impacted by the deadly campfire, they've had a lot to deal with in the 6 months since the area was ravaged. Housing insecurity, a loss of routine, and the ongoing trauma from the devastation. And now experts say it's getting worse.
A lot of acting out, tiredness, inability to focus.
Dina Kopsalis is director of student services for the Paradise Unified School District.
Shutting down, being unable to maintain relationships with adults or peers.
The trauma response team in Butte County knew they'd start seeing this second wave of symptoms from kids around now, especially on the six-month mark. Significant anniversaries like that often trigger survivors of disasters into reliving moments of the traumatic event. Kopsalis says counselors try to view these signs of trauma as forms of communication.
With kids, it's right out there on the table, and then we can respond, you know, as the adults in the community, we can respond quickly and maybe more accurately to what's really happening with them. So they're communicating loss, they're communicating a need for help, a need for support.
But while kids may show their symptoms more obviously, for counselors, seeing those signs in teachers can be even more difficult.
With adults, it's much harder, right? Because they have all kinds of systems of coping that often disguise what's really going on with them.
Counselors have started making themselves available in staff rooms and hallways so they can encourage teachers to talk about what they're experiencing and connect them with services. But despite a need for mental health support across the board, officials say they're still struggling to hire enough counselors. Roy Applegate helps lead the trauma response team in Butte County Schools. He says they currently have 6 schools that have requested help, but they don't have any staff to send them.
It's a little bit like rain in the desert in the summer. It just, as soon as it hits the ground, it disappears. We can give our counselors who we have hired as many hours as they need, and they're full up all the time, and they're working to the max.
Applegate even came out of retirement to help out. So did fire recovery counselor Pamela Beeman.
My husband is my witness. When I got the phone call, I said, oh, no, I really don't want to go back to work. And they said, no, we really need you, and we need more people. So you just can't say no to that.
Beeman says she's committed to finishing out the spring term at her school, but doesn't know if she can continue on after that.
Those schools are really needy. They really, really use the help.
Counselors say as much as people in Butte County want to be over the trauma, the recovery period is just getting started. And California's next fire season is right around the corner. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Wiley in Butte County.